flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look.
I see my red door, I must have it painted black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Conspiracy theory you got going, painting black for us.
Well, I actually, it's a great song. It's a great lead into it because I discovered tonight the biggest threat to humanity.
Okay.
It's black goo.
It's funny.
Have you heard of it? Have
no.
You heard about black goo? Well, it's got to be real because it's on Westworld. And another show called Severance. It's and it exists in the real world, and it might control us all.
All right, whip it on.
Well, okay. So here's the question, and the answer could change the entire world. It's a simple question, and it's a terrifying question. The question is this. What in the hell happened to graphene?
To what?
Graphene. You remember graphene, don't you?
Ooh, no, I'm completely at a loss here.
Well, it was big about 10 years or so, around the time when the two University of Manchester researchers won the Nobel Prize for discovering it. But I mean, they really did. They discovered it. They discovered graphene. It's it's really what they did was they peeled a piece of sticky tape off of graphite, the literal stuff of literal pencil, and I noticed that basically and by accident that the residual flakes comprised a single layer of carbon atom. And behold, you have graphene. It's the world's first 2D material, Billy.
Come again.
Well, it's 2D. because you can still see around it with the naked eye. So obviously it's got some dimensionality as a third kind to it.
Well, you certainly have a conspiracy theory going that I don't understand at all.
Some people you got to just sit them down, talk to them like they're 5 years old. Look, technicalities aside, graphene was a miracle material, all right? A carbonaceous, it's carbonaceous cool kind. It was as if some alien had handed us the keys to the future. It's stiff but stretchy, micro-thin but super strong, translucent but impermeable, and transistorizable to boot. So immediately, scientists promised us the stars, flying cars and viscous drug delivery droids and elevators from Earth to the freaking space station. You've heard of this. I know you have. I mean, it's the visions and predictions of sci-fi writers for decades. And tech
gurus. Okay. I'm starting to catch on.
All right. Well, they're finally within our grasp. You know, when it's as if science fiction became reality. There was a Samsung executive that said that quantum this and superconducting that, and billions of dollars invested everywhere, labs set up, and then, well, nothing. These days, you can find graphene in like phones and stuff. Some people do origami with it. But it's not a space elevator or even an unbreakable condom. Doggone it. That was one of the more modest promises right there. How can that be? I still think we need to watch out for it.
Oh, Lord.
Black goo. Remember fucking her slime?
Okay, now. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, black goo.
She wrote me a note one time. I don't know how old she was. She was probably about eight or nine, something like that. And she slipped it to me as I was leaving your house. And she said, I want you to come and spend 3 nights with us. And then she crossed out 3 nights and put 8 nights. And then she crossed it out and put 12 nights. And she said, she had a list of stuff she wanted me to bring her, candy and cookies and but in great big words, she put slime.
Hey, we got Lynn from Maryland on.
Well, come on, Lynn.
Yeah, we're dying here, Lynn. Hurry up.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, hi. You know, actually, y'all are to blame. You keep me up all night. But I just love listening to you. With the graphene, I was actually thinking about it. I remember when that became a little popular a few years ago. I've been off the internet since about 2017. But they started using it to cloak vehicles, like, you know, things up in the air.
Right.
So they're a little harder to see rather than just using light reflection.
Right. They did use it on aircraft.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
On aircraft. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. But it's like you remember when we set up that first semi collider? We actually built the first super collider right here in Texas. And then nobody would fire it up. Nobody would make it work because there was this fear that if we used it, we might actually destroy the Earth. They had to build a second one over in Europe, so that they could turn it on and use it. And it's very useful. It's a useful thing. But I thought that was something else. You build this thing and you're afraid that you're going to destroy the Earth with it, you know?
I thought that's what they had North Korea for.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
I mean, I have no doubt that that's what Russia and China do with their stuff. They just have the Northern Koreans build it. They don't care about them.
Oh, I tell you, North Korea, they're, every time I think I know a little bit about North Korea, somebody goes over there and comes back and, you know, and they got a different story. I know that the defection rate, it would be higher if there weren't so many North Koreans getting shot trying to cross the Yalu River into China. I always thought, man, if you're trying to escape into China, that's got to be a bad place where you're living.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to go to either place? I remember during the Korean War, Koreans would actually, if Americans were captured, the Koreans would try to keep them because they took pity on them. They didn't want them to go to China. You know,
right.
They knew that their life would be so much worse in China than in Korea.
That was during that 100 years of humiliation that China
I can
was
tell
suffering.
You, on the History Channel, it's like I started watching this thing on a Sunday, and I'm like, how long did that war last?
It lasted a long time, and it was a deadly war, and it was all over. You know what? It was all over ideology, just the same stuff we're fighting over, you know? Just one idea had it. One fella had a different idea than another fella, and the next thing you know, it almost swallowed the whole peninsula. If we hadn't sent the Marines over there, it would have.
It was bad for our guys, though. My mother was actually scared to death. She said your father wouldn't do well, and my father had been drafted twice. You know, talk about bad luck.
World War One
and the Korean War. Because they let him out a couple days early so they could draft him again. And my mother was just scared to death because she was like, you know, he can't move that fast.
Right.
You know, she was scared to death he was going to get killed. They sent him to Nagasaki. The skin on his hands peeled his whole life from burying phone wire in the dirt in Nagasaki after the bomb.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he died of cancer, but don't worry, they don't give you benefits.
Oh no, I couldn't believe that they were voting against providing medical benefits and compensation for the GIs that have been contaminated by those burn pits.
They passed that, but
it faced stiff resistance in the Senate. It really did.
Well, they should have actually. I mean, if you hear how easy it is, it's like, benefits for anybody. You know, you've been near a burn pit. I have toxic encephalopathy. And I could have had the same thing as living next to a burn pit.
So where are
and,
you living at?
And so anybody can just get full 100% service-connected disability. No, you have to qualify. I mean, you're going to give, you know, veterans $7,000 a month and spousal benefits and 100% medical and. I mean, you know, somebody's just driving us into debt here.
Oh, well, yeah. We Billy and I have said probably several times on this show that when Bill Clinton left office, as bad a president as he was, that we didn't owe anybody a dime. Not one dime. But it didn't take old George long to rack that up.
Who would have ever thought? I mean, who knows what this number is now? I mean, every day, you know, the president's giving people money. But the good thing is Trump never cost us anything, even though he charged $3 and something for a glass of water for Secret Service.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I hear Christians say nonsense like that all the time, and I'm like, what la la land do you people live in? Do you just never listen to anything? I listen to C-SPAN. I hear what happens in real time, you know?
Yeah. I tend to get my news from Reuters and the Associated Press because they don't write any opinion in there, you know? They just They just put in what it was there, and then you know what people get later on. I don't care what channel you're listening to, is you're getting those same facts that I'm getting, but with opinion attached to it, you know.
No, you can listen to SRN News. I can tell you, it's like, how did y'all come up with that? Because, you know, you can't condense like a 5-hour hearing into a 30-second spot. I mean, you know.
No.
You're going to get one side. It's bad enough listening to the hearing and having to go through that nonsense about, and now you folks on that side are going to talk about something that has nothing to do with this hearing.
Well, and it gets pretty boring sometimes. Lately, this last round, it's been when they had the chairman of the Republican Party for Arizona up there, and I don't know how many times she pleaded the Fifth Amendment, but that's what she gave for every question they asked her, and you know, so that is boring. I mean, it's very boring, you know, to have, you know, to sit there and have somebody ask a pointed question, sometimes I wonder about that Fifth Amendment. I think, what's the jury supposed to do if somebody's subpoenaed and they come in and all they give you is the Fifth?
Oh,
I mean,
what's
the jury supposed to do with that?
The hearing Trey Gowdy led with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That, because I listened to the whole 11 hours.
You're
now,
kidding.
The first hour, I was like, okay, he sounds like he has a cold. Why didn't somebody get him some medicine? Come on, get with this. What's going on here? And it's not like she didn't answer questions. You know, she talked. I'm like, my God, this is going nowhere fast, and you've completely let her off the hook. You know, and I'm not against Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's not my favorite person in 2016. I didn't vote for either one of them. I just voted down ballot. I live in Maryland. I know who was going to win president in Maryland. And, you know, we're all Democrats. And so, but it was like, that was just a giveaway. Anytime anybody brings anything up about her and that, I am like, listen, Republicans let her off the hook. And that's just the bottom line to the whole thing.
Do you think that's what happened? Do you think they just let her off the hook?
Did you listen to the 11 hours?
I didn't listen to all 11 hours. I couldn't tolerate it.
I stayed awake for it, though, because I was like, something has to happen. No, nothing ever happened.
No,
just waiting to get his job with Fox.
Well, he got it.
I know he did. He actually, there were votes that were taken, like, you know, and he didn't even, he was in the room, but he didn't even do, you know, just present. He wouldn't speak up at all.
Well, I will say this about him asking questions, and that is, he was like Nolan Ryan, only the opposite side of Nolan Ryan. You know, Nolan Ryan had the fastest ball in baseball history, and old Trey Gowdy would just lob these sloppy old meatballs over the plate, you know, and Hillary could have taken five swings and still hit the thing, you know. So,
yeah, but when he was going after somebody, he was pretty good at it. Had an arrangement beforehand. It's like, so why did you waste our time?
Well,
because it was an 11-hour waste of time.
I think because Hillary Clinton, the Republicans wanted to keep Hillary Clinton as a third rail, a figure that they could, a boogeyman that they could bring up. I look at Hillary Clinton and I think to myself, you know, history's going to look back, and it's unfortunate that Donald Trump is who he is. It just is. It's unfortunate.
I know.
Because if he wasn't, history would get a good look at who Hillary Clinton is and was. If Hillary had won that presidency, we'd have gotten that TPP in a big hurry, and we would be in a global economy which would have been the economic equivalent of the South continuing with slavery for another 50 years. Just a failed, completely failed effort. Globalism was never going to work. It was never going to work. And what Donald Trump did, and history can thank him for it later on. I don't think anybody feels like thanking him for it right now. Is he was just a monkey wrench in that in globalism. I mean, he threw a monkey wrench into globalism.
But he benefited himself. I mean, he's just too easily played. I mean, as a woman, I have never seen a more easily manipulated man in my life. I mean, he is the number one person that you can manipulate. I mean, it had to scare a lot of people.
It's about him. Once you understand who he is, you understand it's about him. The day I understood who he was when he was on stage with Chris Christie and Jared Kushner. And Chris Christie was saying some really nasty things about Jared Kushner. And somebody asked him, they had a hot mic moment, and somebody asked him, how can you let him say those things about you? That's your son-in-law. And he said, yeah, but Chris Christie said a lot of good things about me. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was Newt Gingrich was my tip-off when he said, he's never taken the oath. And I'm like, well, there you go. Now we know he has. But the Christian evangelicals just, you know, lapped it up. You know, he's a Christian. I'm like, there's not a Christian about Donald Trump, for Pete's sake, Mr. You know, he's probably paid for more abortions or caused them. Because I can tell you, I'm pretty pro-life, but if I woke up pregnant with his kid, I know what would happen. And that would be the only way that would happen was if I were unconscious when it happened. You know, so...
Jesus cannot save the righteous. He can only save sinners. So, you know, but he is, he's just...
Yeah, but he doesn't have anything to repent for.
He's so different from other human beings that other human beings cannot understand it. I figured that out. I figured it out that there's no way you can understand the guy, because almost everybody, I mean, almost everybody's got a scrap of compassion and understanding about other people, but not that.
No,
guy.
He's a total narcissist. He has no compassion or he care for anybody else.
Not a scintilla. I mean,
I'm like, I don't know why they didn't go over Ivana's apartment or house with a fine tooth comb after she turned up dead.
Well,
I could get that maybe she did just fall down the steps, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Because she
was his connection with the Russians. She's the one who introduced him to the oligarchs.
You know, now you talk about patience. I read the Mueller report, and the second half of the Mueller report when it first came out was redacted, so you couldn't read it. But now it's been declassified. You read the whole thing. And it is an absolute indictment of Donald Trump for conspiracy. Absolute and obstruction of justice. An absolute indictment. I mean, you could hand that to any prosecuting attorney and the guy could put Trump in an orange jumpsuit with that.
The other thing was listening to the hearings in the House for that first impeachment. I'm like, if anybody had actually listened to those hearings, he was guilty. You know, one of the other things is, if he had been able to dismantle NATO and get us out of NATO, that would have been a real problem here with Ukraine.
We'd be having trouble. Ukraine wouldn't be there.
I don't think this would be a problem if he hadn't pulled his shenanigans with Ukraine in the first place.
I think Putin developed ideas of reconstructing the Soviet Union. I really do. I mean, when you
I believe
when you
that.
Listen, well, I believe it because, you know, we used to have Russian television in America. A lot of people
know, but now we don't have Sputnik and we don't have.
That's right. Well, no,
but that's,
also,
you know, actually, they get RT on their computers, so they know the truth. It's like, how can you all believe Russian propaganda?
No, we used to get it on DirecTV in this country. Are you Sputnik?
Yeah, the radio station, because it's
that's
here in D.C.
They were on DirecTV, and DirecTV canceled them the day of the Ukrainian invasion.
Sanctions.
But yeah, but that's right. It's part of the sanctions. And I used to listen to him talk. I used to get the English translation of the. I also used to get the English translations of the Chinese headlines, you know, in the bigger Chinese newspapers, and most of them were China is days away from going to war with the United States. This was when Trump was president, and they were talking about building, you know, that what they needed to do was divert some money into building aircraft carrier groups so that they could match us with the Navy, and that never happened, thank God.
Interesting, I heard today Mike McCall was interviewed at, is it, not Scarborough, it's part of the Atlantic. What's that politician's name?
I don't remember.
Well, it had to do
although
with
I read
chip.
The Atlantic, I should know.
I think it's it's not Schofield. I'm having a brain thing because of him. It's one of those politicians, and it wasn't at the Atlantic, but I think it's affiliated with it. Well, he gave a talk, you know, he was interviewed, and it had to do with technology and the CHIPS program, and he worked for the FBI years ago, and I think he was an attorney or something. But it is amazing how China has infiltrated all of our stuff, you know, and they got all these guys that work for our government sleeping with Chinese women who are spies.
Well, you know how that happened, don't you?
Well, I have a feeling I know how that happens. Yeah.
Well, what happened was, and this is no joke, Clinton invited a Chinese astrophysicist to come and visit some big observatory that was out there close to Area 51. So there was a lot of privacy there. And we had a couple of laptops over there that had every secret that America had. And every, just really just a great big dump of information. And that old boy took those two laptops and got on an airplane and flew back to China, and we never saw him again. And the of course we've been, the Clintons were very kind to take our tax dollars and offshore our factories that we built in this country and send the people that were working in those factories over to China at our taxpayer expense and train the Chinese on how to build what we were building here so that they could send it back over here and having been built with cheap Chinese labor and make a profit. And of course the oil companies made a ton of money because of all that tanker fuel that was being expended going, you know, halfway around the world and back. And of course we had to send all the empty containers back, so they made even more money. It was a great big corporate blowout, and America has been suffering with things like the carried interest loophole, and the cap on Social Security, and the kinds of things that we've been talking about for 40 years. It's no wonder that we're at the end of our string. I mean, just no wonder at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It is what it is.
Yes, but
you know, after she left Mar-a-Lago, at least President Trump got his trademark for his escort service in China.
Oh, that guy. He sure was looking pretty rugged after the presidency, and I saw him with who was it? That the guy that owned all those casinos and gave all that money to Trump? Not Trump, but Bush. I can't think of his name, but anyway, they were in Monaco, and Bill Clinton had been living the rough life, but Bill Clinton always had some kind of sex scandal. Remember when he was at that professional golfer's house and had a sex injury? And he claimed he got it walking down the stairs. BB Rebozo. It was BB Rebozo.
BB Rebozo.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's just a shame we can't get some non-politicians in D.C., you know?
They're all scared to call in.
Yeah.
If we start talking about little green men, they'll clog up Mike's board, man.
He knows that. Why do you think he put on painted black? He wanted to hear about that black goo, man.
Yeah, so what came up with the black goo? Because I was calling in.
Well, it's complicated. Is all I can say. It's complicated. It's made out of graphite. It separates the graphite into a single carbon layer, but it has some kind of consistency that plain just carbon doesn't have. So what you have is a form of carbon that can be, you can do anything with it. You can turn it into a liquid, you can stretch it, you can turn it into something hard, you can turn it into something soft. Living up there in Maryland, do you know anything about Reddit and subreddit?
Not a whole lot, because I've been offline since 2017.
Well, these are sites that are so shady that I guess we've begun to call them the dark web. And on those sites, You will read the craziest conspiracy theories you ever heard in your life.
Oh God, yes! With Kyler, when he bring up that dark web crap, it would make me so mad I couldn't stand it. You know, and it always cite them. You know, no actual proof of anything. Just some wackadoodle crack. Cackle babblehead in the box that he met on the dark web.
They're sold. I mean, all somebody has to see it in a video and they think it's the truth.
I've got a video. I've got a video lined up right now.
All right. Too bad we can't see it.
Bill went all the way to like 4chan and straight through to, literally the Onion Router Tor browser. But, I mean, not the Onion newspaper, you know, it's all the way. But yeah, here, let's listen to 2 minutes from Popular Science. Graphene was, some guy won a Nobel Prize out of...
Keep looking for it. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is like an advertisement out of Pop Science, essentially. Popular Science. PopSci.com. You'll figure it out. Here we go.
Is Gamma. It's a new category of the everyday jacket.
Yeah,
it's a combination of a lightweight everyday jacket,
daily.
Technical activewear, and feature-packed travel jacket. It's infused with graphene, a hard-as-diamond wonder material made of a one-atom thick layer of super heat-conducting carbon atoms designed to keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter, no matter what life throws at you. Experts around the world have documented the unique properties of graphene. It's also meticulously designed to be the ultimate travel jacket. It's lightweight and easy to pack.
That's enough of that. I mean, it's literally a sponsored post on PopSci.com, but it's a full article, and there's, you know, Manchester University. Let me see what the original results I got here. Nobel Prize in Physics awarded for graphene. This is PopSci.com, October 5th, 2010. You know, it's just one of these things that's been around. I mean, and yeah.
Yeah, and they can use it for computer chips, and it's moldable.
It's essentially, it's probably what led to most of the nano... unless you go through getting carbon in some sort of a form, and it's got to be, you know, these are high, you know, essentially like making a silicon chip and just getting, you know, how it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and more packed on there. That, you know, the same thing with just material, but I would say it's carbon's going to be the key to all that. We lost Eddie here.
Yeah,
hang on.
Website for contractors for DARPA, you can find a lot of information.
Yeah, there you go. You sound, I mean, you're watching C-SPAN, Lynn, so obviously you're on top of the source materials.
I don't use the internet that anymore, so it kind of limits me. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a good evening and a great day tomorrow, and thank you for being on air.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming on, because I had to take a pee real bad when you came
on. I'm glad I could be of assistance.
There's Ted should be back now, I believe.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Night-night.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
See, this is what makes the show great, is when people call in.
Hey, kid, remind me to tell you about silicon.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Okay. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. You know, you watch all the food commercials, and it's fast food places trying to put each other out of business, you know, and these things will leak out of how they make their stuff. Now, with Taco Bell, it looks like dog food, small pellets of dog food. And they add hot water, and that makes their chili, okay? But a few years ago, they came up with this stuff, and it was a true story. It was not a conspiracy. They actually used silicon to fluff out the meat in the tacos, in the burritos,
right?
That
is correct. That is correct.
And I did a story on it. Somebody got in touch and said, you got to understand now, I'm speaking for Taco Bell right now. What they use, the type of silicon that is used, is the exact same silicon that they use for breast implants, which is harmless for human beings. And I told the guy, I said, I tend to like my breast a la carte.
Well, you know, McDonald's was using it in their french fries.
And there is silicone is more rubber plastic. Silicon is more your sand. You know, it's an atomic structure.
Yeah.
You know, on the, you know, it's an element. But yeah,
they went in one way. Screwed up kernel sand. I mean,
yeah, one way's dirt and one way is kind of like goo that. Harden. I mean, they're still just, they're basic building blocks of things that are sort of inert yet malleable. That's why I was trying to make that point about the carbon. I think we lost Ted at that point, but you know, the way through to new exciting materials and technology is going to be by, like, you know, you described it real well, that slicing that one atom thick layer, and that's, I mean, it's right there in the, you know, that's a PopSci ad from 2014 essentially on their website, but it's a full article, and you know, they're covering the story in 2010 that yeah, graphene, it's a new thing, it's real. We're not going to really tell you much about it unless you are a real, real nerd, want to geek out and dig around. But yeah, Reddit's just the biggest forum on the planet. That's
isn't it?
Yeah, you can find anything you want there. And yeah, there's a lot of people that are just haters and buttheads and total kooks, but I know it's weird.
And dangerous people.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You got some code writers on those Reddit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And subreddit channels. You better watch yourself on those sites, man.
Well, and you can also get the best advice you've ever seen in 5 minutes of looking around versus digging around.
That's true,
Google,
too.
You know, that's the real. You want to talk about Old West versus Wild West versus a place like RBN? What is it? Wild West? Is it Old West? Reddit's definitely Wild West.
Yeah,
it's. You know, and it ain't the wildest of the West. It's just you're getting into the country here, where it's you're getting into wild country. But yeah, there's wilder lands beyond. But yeah, here we are, RBN. We're trying to stay with the, you know, we've got a transmitter on the first ridges of the mountains of the wilderness, and we're trying to kind of keep people informed if they want to, before you venture out farther. We'll do our best to present the, you know, the weird and the wonderful and the educational.
Well, I've
been, you got to have a little entertainment. What I don't do or try not to do is scare the hell out of people. You know, if the end of the world's coming, it's going to hit tonight at 11:54. You know, or I don't believe in enough. Ted and I have a completely different belief in this. He believes in vaccine. I do not. But I don't believe in the vaccine, not for the crazy, whacked out reasons. I simply don't think it works. You know, Ringo Starr just came down with a COVID and he's vaccinated out the butt. But I just don't think, I think if you take simple care, that not only will you dodge that particular virus, but you'll end up dodging a lot of other things that, you know, I don't go to nightclubs anymore. I don't go to Walmarts. You know, the pandemic trained me, you know. And we had old Junior over here, Ted. Oh, he goes here, he goes there, he goes everywhere. He's laid up with COVID right now. I don't know where I call it. Well, pick a site, stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you get that vaccine, you're not going to wind up on a ventilator. That's what I believe. So, I mean, that's you know, I took a flu shot this year. Why? Because if I do get the flu, I won't get it as bad as if I didn't have the flu shot. So, I mean, that's what vaccines are good for. And I think always have been. Now the difference would be smallpox. You know, you get a smallpox vaccine, it'll protect you from getting smallpox altogether. You're not going to get what they called cowpox or measles or something like that.
No.
You're not going to get anything. Polio. You're not going to get polio if you've been vaccinated against polio. So,
it's really weird. I had polio in 54. In 56, I went to the first grade. And back then, there wasn't any, nobody was politically correct. They marched their happy little butts into the auditorium, and they just gave us the polio shot. You know, here you go. You know, and even at 6 years old, this doesn't make a lot of sense. I just had this. I was immune out the butt.
Mike, I want to ask the one of us that seems to know things. What is that tuna in a Subway tuna sandwich made out of?
Recycled Barbie dolls, I think. I'm pretty sure. I think you got to take the hair off, and then in the swimsuit.
I misunderstood that. I was looking at the wrong end. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me think. If I think hard enough, I might actually know the answer to this. You know, because they were doing the. We can go over the food thing for a few seconds. The paste stuff. Is that what you were meant? I think you just got cut off right after you were talking about McDonald's, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it was the, what do they call? Whatever. It's not worth it. Anybody that cares can go look up what kind of garbage they put into Subway's got.
Right.
The silicone plastic foam something to puff it up. And
you know, my favorite place to eat anywhere, and Mike, you're gonna know where we're from right quick. Thundercloud.
Oh yeah. Thundercloud Subs.
One of my wife went with me to Thundercloud years ago. And
stuff.
I told her, you've got to eat this sandwich, man. It's really good, man. I took her in there. And the people out there in Radio Land that's never been to a Thundercloud, it's kind of unique and they're not acting. You go in there and there's a guy who's got hair down to his shoulders and he ain't got a hairnet. And he comes to the counter and he says, hey, man. Hey, what do you want, man? I said, I want a sandwich. Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. What kind of bread? No, man, let me tell you. You want wheat bread, right? Yeah. Okay, good. That's beautiful, man. And I said, hey, what kind of soup do you have today? And my wife's already having second thoughts on this, you know. He goes back and pulls his Chinese curtain apart, and there's a big old 5-gallon thing of soup going on the stove. He puts a spoon down in it, takes a sip, and says, hey, man, it's a chicken something, man.
You know, I used to live in Austin up on Etheridge Avenue over there behind Peace Park. And if you went down on Lamar and headed out toward 183, you would run across a place called the GM Steakhouse. And, but people talk about Austin in a cultural way. And, you know, I used to go down to 6th Street, and I used to do readings using these Indian tarot cards. They weren't really tarot cards. They were a Native American form of tarot cards, and people pay $10 a reading. I'd spread out a blanket on 6th Street, and most of the time I didn't get hassled. Every once in a while, the cops would come along, make me move along. But Austin is a. I don't know what it is now because it's so doggone crowded. I don't ever go down there anymore. But back in the day, that was a great place, There was a place called the Red Something Steakhouse. It was the best place in town. And in my neighborhood there on that I lived in, Bill Gaston had built a house out of concrete that looked like a great big boat. And it was a crazy place, but a great place to live. I loved it. It was wonderful until they built the interstate through, and then it just kind of went to hell.
Oh,
but.
There you go. We got a couple of calls, and I know Mike in Kentucky has probably got something very poignant and on point. But Austin is – I was going to joke about this, because I know Bill will probably get it. Austin's where it's like right – it's the last North American civilization before you hit Norteño. And what you see in Austin is that I-35 is clogged with people because they're either heading up to Minnesota or they're heading back to Mexico, and you'll see the caravan convoy with every other car's got a pickup, and there's a car in the back that's got in tow in painter's tape on it, or the humongous pickup truck full dually, and it's got 10 feet of product of every, like, somebody, it ain't like someone's moving, it's like they went and they collected all the best stuff out in the yard on bulk collection day, and they're heading down to Mexico.
That's right.
Now we got another call coming in too. I think we should let's give Anthony the 1 minute. Anthony, we're gonna give you the 1 minute. You're gonna have to do your outline because we'll have to talk to you later, and I'm gonna grab this other call, so y'all have fun with Anthony here. Anthony, outline.
Come on, Anthony.
Is Anthony with
you? You there?
There's Anthony. Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anthony, Wait, is that Anthony?
Yeah, just I'll just
no, that's
just
Frank.
A couple of minutes. Couple of minutes.
Wait, this is Frank.
Frank, yeah, Frank from New York.
All right, we got Frank.
Ready? Hi, Frank.
Hey guys.
Turn your radio down if you can.
I hate to even end the show this way, but who on the panel likes vanilla ice cream?
Yes, yes, it's Beaver Butt Extract.
Bluebell.
If you got the fake flavor.
And not only that, if you think your octopus skin scungili, Italian scungili, if you think that's real octopus, think again. It comes from pork, but.
I'll tell you what, I know for a fact that the Chinese were sending us squid, you know, and what mm-hmm. it was pig's buttholes.
There you go.
Don't forget the rat wing.
Boneless chicken wings. Chicken fried rat.
Yeah.
Wait. Say that again, because I almost
Boneless chicken wings from Sonic is rat.
Lord have mercy.
How about
Lord have mercy. Where's my broccoli? Where's my broccoli, please?
Chitlins. you're gonna want some collard greens with your chitlins. That's
awful. Oh my god!
Let's bring Mike on. We got about 5 good minutes here. Y'all can wrap. Yep. Wrap it up.
Okay. Oh my god.
Has the world ended yet? I was wondering whether to wake up my family.
Yeah, I told Mike. I said you missed it. Your dream.
Have a little ice cream. Yeah. You'll feel better.
I gave up on dairy. I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, there's no dairy in it.
Yeah, but
anyway.
The world's ended, so don't worry about it.
Oh, the world's ended. Yeah, I'll die with diarrhea. I thought the world had ended because the audio cut out there for the last couple of minutes, so I didn't even hear what you guys were talking about.
Well,
we were talking about pigs' assholes or buttholes.
What's the market for pork sphincters? Is it up or down?
It's pretty high if you like calamari.
Learn Italian, scungili.
Right. I was wondering what happened to the tentacles on them little things.
That's why, guys. The other night I was saying, as part of my five criteria. One is the adulteration of the food chain.
Yeah.
We don't know what the hell we're eating. Frankenfood, for heaven's sake. Lord,
I bet Mike knows what he's eating. What, don't you, Mike? You know what you're eating.
I don't know.
So the average person doesn't, they just eat it. Now I don't eat a chicken, but when you mentioned about the boneless chicken being made from rat,
I did an article on that with the butcher shop about 3-4 years ago. I did a whole article with footnotes on that, and I mean the very next day, Sonic come out with 2-for-1 chicken wings.
Well, they had a tanker die in the bay in San Diego, and the way we found out about this. Is they sent people out there to get that tanker going, and when they were in there, they discovered all those it was going over, so they were confiscating the food, and come to find out, it was all made out of rat. I mean, it was tons and tons of rat, you know. So,
Jif peanut butter was recalled. You know, did you catch that recall of Jif peanut butter? I started reading up on that because I'm half made out of peanut butter. And, you know, during COVID, there's
not peanut butter.
Yeah,
no,
well,
allergy,
there's several
allergy
times
for
that,
Mike in Kentucky there.
What?
And genetically modified salmon, which is 2 or 3 times the size of the normal biological cycle?
Eat salmon.
What? You mean
and
like
these chickens are so damn big, they can't walk around a chicken yard.
Yeah,
they give them inflammatory diet to get them to mark away as quick as possible, so their legs break. Some of them do before they can kill them.
Here's your pork butt prices week over week. For the last 14 days, pork butt is down 6% from September 23rd at $1.20. Now $1.15. Get your pork butts, folks, and that's the news.
And don't forget the Texas Stable brisket. There was a Food Channel special on barbecue. And there was a real famous barbecue shift. And the other shift they had was on 38th Street in downtown Killeen, Texas. And he said, brisket is about as sorry a piece of meat as you can legally feed to a human being.
That's illegal to say in Texas,
it's how you smoke it, I guess. You got to do it right.
Yeah.
You better cook it slow. It's like a leather boot. God. You can eat a leather boot.
That can
if
be
you,
said
you,
of many things. So, Mike, do you happen to know what the tuna in a Subway sandwich is made
That's
out of?
Was,
I'm trying to
Kentucky.
Find out.
Mike in Kentucky knows. What is it? Come on, Mike.
Well, Mike in Kentucky, yeah.
I forgot. I don't eat tuna from anywhere unless I've got my Geiger counter because it might be coming in from Fukushima.
hey, oh my God. No, folks, conspiracy or not. We used to get salmon from Washington State. We had a bunch of Indian friends up there, and they jerk them out, and they give us 200 pounds of salmon every year. The last couple of years, the salmon simply did not run. Didn't
well,
run.
The graphene.
It's such well, that's not a good sign.
They ate some graphene.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that the Subway tuna is just a mix of various animal proteins to pump up those numbers.
A mix of
those
various animal proteins.
Yeah, those are amateur.
Back in April, I think it was, the United Kingdom.
We got like
Kingdom
1 minute,
allowed.
Guys. Y'all going to have to take 10 seconds each and wrap this up.
Thank you for listening to Red Pill Hardcore Butcher Shop, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures with all of our callers in and everything. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, wait, you got to remember, Bill. You got to remember, Bill.
Same bull stuff.
You got to remember, Bill. We got to do V's famous sign off. I think. I think I got it here.
Oh, yeah. Good
remember.
God. Oh man.
In the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
My wife's father. Yeah. Okay, I keep forgetting that. I'm sorry, V.
I think he'll appreciate Arnold. That. Yes, and now we go to Arnold's governor.
Chase that witch down the road, Arnold.
Take care, guys. Take care. Hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.